and we should be leaving last year well behind us and moving fresh, moving hot, moving focused, and not being consumed by any worry, fears or doubts or problems or things that niggle you. You shouldn't be consumed by them. Like, let God consume your problems, your anxieties, your worries, your fears, your doubts, your lacks. Don't get het up over things that you can't control and things that you can't resolve. God says, you come to me. You cast all your care to me, because like, he cares for you. God cares for you. He cares about every detail of your life. He cares about your thoughts, your heart, your mind, your relationship, your finances, your health, your strength. And he wants you to be focused on him. He doesn't want you to be focused on problems. Now, everyone may have situations, different problems, different things that they need to resolve. But you won't resolve them by getting angry. You won't resolve them by, you know, getting worried or fear or doubt. Or trying to fix it yourself. God says, come to me. That's what Kim shared. Like, you know, call on God. Take it to God. If someone's trying to make you do something you don't want to do, you take it to God. If you haven't got the things that you need, you take it to God. And you look to God. You don't go complaining and moaning to everybody around you about things. If you're going to speak to someone about your situation, then at least get them to pray. And pray in faith, not in, oh, I'm going through this right now. You can share your situation. Look, this is my situation right now. Keep me in your prayers. Let's pray together. Let's get the results from God. This is going to be a great test for me. Have an outlook, a good expectation and a good outlook on the situation if you've got problems that you're facing. And obviously it must be coming to my heart to, there must be things going on because it's coming to my heart to say these things. So wherever you are right now, and whatever's going on, God says, you come to me. Stop trying to fix the problem yourself, because you're going to get yourself in a muddle. You're only going to become depressed. You're only going to come down rather than come up in faith. So you don't want to be consumed by those little things. Those little things can become big things. They can roll on to other things, making a snowball of a problem. But you can just blast that out the way. Now what we do, we speak to the problem. God has already given us the solutions. He's already given us his wisdom and insight through the lives of Jesus Christ, through the lives of the disciples, through the life of the people that walk before us, in that we speak to the problems. When there isn't, God is the way maker. You know, he's the way. He makes a way where there seems no way. And like the Red Sea, for example, there was no way for the children of Israel to move forward. They were stuck. And they had the army of Egypt behind them, chasing them, right? So what did God do? It looked like it was the end. Can't go no further in the situation. You might even have a situation like that. Well, I can't go no further in the situation. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. I can't pay these bills. I can't get this done. But right in that situation, God made a way in the sea, right? And all the children of Israel had to do was walk across it, you know, which they did. And God delivered them. And then when the army of the enemy, Egypt, tried to pursue them, God closed the water over them. God's for you. You're his kid. He's going to look after you. He's going to look out for you. He's going to provide for you. But he needs some faith. He needs some expectation. He needs some boldness. We can't be like the children of Israel that didn't go into the promised land because they seen themselves as grasshoppers. You are not a grasshopper. You are more than conquerors. You live from the place of triumph. You are the lights in this world. You are the solution in this world. With God working in your heart, God works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Your unbelief and your emotional state will hinder God from really energizing you. Because you're in control of your thinking and your emotions. And if you let them run rampant because you're not getting your own way and you're soaking like a little child, then you're not going to get anything. God doesn't operate that way. God's not going to answer your prayer because you're sulking. God's not going to answer your prayer because you're feeling sad. But God answers your prayer because you're going to him with faith and you're expecting him to do something on your behalf because you can't do it for yourself. just like when a child goes to its parents for its food or for help. They go into the parents because they know they can't do it on their own, but they know mum and dad can. And so that's how we should be with our Heavenly Father. He's a Heavenly Father. You know, those of you that have been raised with a dad, you should understand how that can work if you've had a good dad, right? I wasn't raised with a dad. I had many different dads. They're all different. But I got a relationship with my Heavenly Father, who I can't see. It's the best dad I've ever had. And he literally answers my prayer. He literally hears my heart. And with the rough edges about me, he still takes care of me. He answers me, provides for me, delivers me, heals me. He makes me the head and not the tail. He takes care of me when people are speaking about me. He takes care of me when things are not going right for me. He always makes a way for me because I always believe for him to do it. Because I'm like, God, you're the way maker. Now make a way because I don't know what to do. I'm coming to you with all of my heart. You need to take care of this situation. See, we need to demand when we go to God. You know, we need to ask him for stuff. And then the things that we do, we need to speak to things. You know, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this problem, this situation, this debt, this illness, this persecution, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe in the heart the things that he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire or call for when you pray, believe that you receive it. You got to see yourself in the end result. You got to believe you've already got what you prayed for. This is how you get answered to prayer. This is how you get answered to your confessions as well. When you're making confessions, you can't say, well, money is coming to me. Money is on its way to me. The answer is on its way. No, I have the answer. I have the money. I have the healing. I have the solution. Then it becomes manifest. That is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not what you see with your physical eyes, it's what you see in your mind from the words and the promises of God that are being spoken to you. Words paint picture. Words paint pictures in your mind. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. But when trouble comes along, when persecution comes along, when a little bit of resistance to you comes along, when someone says something to you you don't like comes along, it shakes you up. And it shouldn't shake you up. You get all shook out too quick. And God says, why are you being like that? You are my children. I have filled you with my spirit. Anything that is not of faith is sin, which is missing the mark. Sin is missing the mark. Every time you worry, fear and doubt without coming to me, you're missing the mark, you're missing the point, you're missing what's being made available to you. And you're the one that will get the job done when you come to me in faith. I will give you the answer solution. I've already given you answers, already told you how to get out of a problem. You speak to it. I already told you how to get rid of sickness. You command it to go. When Jesus saw the man with the withered hand, he said, son, come here. Let's pray now. Let's beg God to get you healed. If we pray in the right way and with a certain method, you'll be healed. He didn't say that. He said, stretch forth thine hand. And he did. And his hand was restored. And then when other people come to him, the blind man, he said, do you believe I can do this? I can heal you? Yeah, well, be it unto you according to your faith. They've heard of what Jesus could do. And so they already had faith from what they've heard from other people say. And they went to him just to confirm, will you heal us? Do you believe I can do it? Yeah, because we've heard testimonies about you. All right, be it to your faith. Be it according unto your faith. We can operate the same way with people. You know that. We can speak just like Jesus Christ did. We can deal with people just like Jesus Christ did. If we're being led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It's not going to be done through your biblical research. It's not going to be done through your knowledge and how much you know, but it's going to be done being led by God. You're going to get rid of the mountains. Because why? Why are you? You're going to do it. Because God's given you everything to do it with. He's given you all authority, all the power. Your problem's staying with you because you allow it to. Get rid of it. Don't have it in your life. You command you command. Refuse to have whatever it is that is bugging you in your life. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's spiritual. It's against principalities, powers, mights and dominion, which you are way above. So we need to recognize our authority. We need to recognize who we truly are. And on the five sense level, it looks a bit arrogant when we start to recognize who we are. Because you're going to have to be a little bit arrogant in that sense, but you're not arrogant. You just know who you are as a child of the Most High God, as someone that's born again, filled with the Spirit of the living God within you, someone that's being led by God. Stop letting people kick your butt. Stop letting the devil kick your butt. You are not inferior to anyone. Like Job said to the miserable comforters, I am not inferior to you. What you know, I know also. And so it's the same for us. It's being led by God. But if you're carnal and you're letting the things of the world eat you up, you're going to miss the voice of God. You're going to miss the energizing of God. It dampens you down so that you're not effective. God, you know, you should be very effective in what you do. With whatever situation you are facing right now, you've got to think to yourself, there's a way out of this. There's a way through this. There's a way under it and there's a way over it with my God. So I need to get with my God. Instead of running around like moaning and complaining about your situation and getting all shook up on the inside, because if Satan can terrasso you, stir you up by very emotions, he's got you. He's got the peace out of you. So you are not going to receive your answers and solutions very easily. You need to go to God. God will put someone on your heart to go and connect to where they can speak to you by the Spirit and encourage you exactly what you need to do. And if you're humble and you receive those words gladly, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, there's only one record that Peter used, and that was the book of Joel on the day of Pentecost. And he used that and God brought it to his mind to show to him, look, this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel, this speaking in tongues which you see and hear, they're not drunk as you suppose. And then it says, with many other words, he spoke to those people. And they were convicted in our hearts. And they was like, what do we do? He said, repent. Change direction. Stop living your own life. Come follow. Receive Jesus as your Lord. And they received these words gladly. They didn't go, we better go and check all the scriptures in the synagogues with them, watch what this guy's saying. We better go and research it all out to make sure that this is the promise of the Father, whatever it is that he's saying to us. They received the words gladly and they moved with those words. What I'm saying to you right now, you can move with it. My job, God showed me in a dream, very clearly, he said, Lawrence, anoint my fields with oil, feed my people. To anoint the fields is the fellowship or wherever I minister with oil, is to speak by the Holy Spirit. So if you receive these words gladly and move with them, you will start seeing results in your life. You will start to see laborers. If, you know, a lot of people just focus on their problems because they haven't dealt with them. They haven't commanded the situation. They haven't really gone to God and really got it out of the way and used their authority. You stay in your situation. See, this is what happens. And then you're dumbed down. And then you lose focus on what the real thing is, which is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know. That's our job. Now, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It's not the weakness of God. It's not let's sit down and go through our emotional feelings and really seek, oh, God, I'm so going through some stuff right now and I just don't know what it is. This person's hindering me. No, you're the hindrance to yourself because you're allowing it. Really, like you got some strength and you got some substance. You are a son and a daughter of God. You don't have to take anything from anyone. The only reason why you do, because there's fear there. And God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. There's no excuses. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. Which way do you want to go? Now, if you've got problems now, take it, speak to the problem. You need to know what to tell that problem, right? God can show you what to, you need to speak to it. If it's debt, call them out the way. If there's things that you need to do and move towards, follow that direction of God. let him supernaturally take you through it and eradicate things for you. You've got to be moving. You've got to be practicing. Now, if I took my car into the garage because I'm driving along and it's missing a little bit. Now, one of the spark plugs are not firing properly. Now, I don't know that because I'm not a mechanic. So I take the car into the garage and they say, oh, your car's absolutely lovely. You've got top of the range, everything. It's not driving properly, is it? Oh, right. Well, I better do a little diagnosis on this. We better check it out. We better go through, you know, the system of it. And they go through electrical systems they can do now pretty quick and find the problem. It's a spark plug. You just need to change that spark plug and you'll be flying along. Those five basic things that we've been encouraging, when one of them are out of line, then you're not firing on all five, right? You're not moving like you could do. What are the five things? Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues much. Speak by the Spirit of God, like I'm doing right now. Honor God honestly with your finances. Be honest in your money. Be honest in your stewardship. That's a personal thing, but you need to be honest with it if you want to get blessed, if you want to see an abundance come. You can't mess around and try and show yourself to be prosperous if you're not. You need to be honest with your finances, and how you deal with your money privately is very important and will have an effect on your abundance, right? And so you've got the speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honor God with your substance, and pray for the laborers and stay connected. You need all five on point so you're not misfiring. And it's for your benefit, and you need to do it being led by God in those things. It's not like we got a manufacturer doing it. But if you think you can run on your own, then you go and run on your own, because you won't get far. You won't see the fruit that you so desire and what's available for you to have and what God's got planned for you. We are one body. And we're one body right on this Zoom fellowship here, right? This is where we're moving and bumping. This is where God's got you connected so far, right? You need to connect. Use your connection with God. Use your connection here. And start practicing those things. Speak in tongues. Speak by the Spirit. Start practicing. Just open your mouth. Whatever comes out, comes out. God will navigate it. Believe me, I had to start somewhere on this. And he really will give you the words, you know, and I didn't think he would. I thought I had to get everything ready like I used to do all the time. But now it just flows like milk and honey. And when I speak in tongues, it flows like milk and honey because I want to do it. When I honor God, it flows like milk and honey. I'm not going backwards and I'm not staying the same. I'm moving forwards in that. In my connection, I stay hot on my connection. And I say to my leader, if I'm wrong anywhere, you tell me, you reprove me. I'm ready to receive it. I don't want to be doing anything wrong. If I'm deceived, I won't know it, will I? So you need to tell me. And so I'm pretty straight in what I ask also. And my minister he said, no, you're doing great. Just look at your fruit. Look what's happening. That's how you know. And that is really the tester in it. Because if you're practicing speaking in tongues, there will be fruit from it. If you're practicing speaking by the Spirit, there will be fruit from it. If you're honestly honoring God, there will be fruit for it. And if you're staying connected, there will be fruit from it. If you're praying for laborers, you will get the laborers. Because God sent them to me, and I don't know half the people. I don't know half of the people. I mean, it's like, bless me, I think Dylan was saying that his mum used to listen to us, and then he sorts us out after that. That's God working, those things. That's amazing. And, you know, and there's other people that have come, like Ethel. She pursued me she knew me for 20 years and I didn't even know her. And she pursued me and connected. And then there was Sakina, and then there's Mary, and then there's other people that have just come and joined. And so, you know, God has directed you there. If you're going to 16 different fellowships, how do you know your direction? How do you know your direction? You know what I mean? It's like you've got to be focused. God wants you focused. And the people did fellowship with one another, but they moved in their areas. They moved together. They built the things up, and then they raised up new leaders. This is what it's all about. That's how the word will move. You know, I speak to you. You get born again. You go to your family. You're sharing with them. You're encouraging them. Or you go to your friends, and then someone from there gets born again, and someone from there rises up, and they start their fellowship. That's how it's supposed to go. That's how God works for things like that. You see that whole pattern through India. You see the whole pattern through Nepal. It's the families. The people go to the family straight away, and some miracle happens. Someone gets healed. Someone gets raised from the dead. and bang, whole families are coming. But I'm telling you now, if you want to stay to the old traditional way that you learnt in the beginning, you stay to that way because you are not going too far. I promise you that. Yeah, you'll bless a few people. You might even get a couple of new people come to you. But if you want to see outreach like the first century church, you need to do what the first century church did. And what did they do? They were led by the Spirit of God. They had no fear. They kept moving forward. They preached the word as God led them and opened the doors. They weren't just going to fellowship, sitting there and having their pity parties, feeling sorry for themselves, thinking they're all done by. When we live in the greatest time in the history of the world, where there is abundance flowing, where we are blessed, and there's abundance even for the poor people are abundant, if you compare it to the old times, like God is with us. And God is for us. We are the world changers, the world beats. We should be shaking up the earth, you know. We really should. You know, the word of Jehovah runs very swiftly. His word is in your heart and it's in your mouth and you just need to release it. And you need to be dedicated to it. And yes, be on fire for God. And you've got to be sold out. If you want to speak and move and be hot, you've got to be sold out and not worry about what other people think about you. Because I certainly don't. I'm certainly not worried what you think of me. But I certainly am concerned that I'm speaking from God and that I'm encouraging God's people if they're receiving the words gladly. And the way that you receive the words gladly is if you've got a humble heart and don't think you know it all and you're ready to change, you're ready to move, you're ready to develop. Because that's where God brought me to that point. And that's where I've reconnected with Sangha in India because that's where God told me to go. And then to take that on and run with that and to prove it that what he was sharing and saying actually works. And it actually works because I've come back and proved it. It does work. Those things work, you know. And there's more than just five things to do. That's just like a little guide, a little thing to get you moving. Like when I said to Sangha, what do you do to get things moving? And he shared three things with me. And that was get people to speak in tongues as soon as they're born again. Get them to speak by the Spirit. Let God give them the words and get them to honor God. That's the three things he shared with me. But I also knew about the connection and praying for laborers. These are just as important. And so they all need to be on fire. We all need to be on fire with that. Ask God to give you a revelation to your heart about those things that we've been hearing for the last couple of years, you know, because it needs to be a revelation to your heart. Ask God to open it up to you to see with the same eyes. Then there won't be no division. We won't have to talk behind anyone's back. We just be straight with what we're doing and we'll move with it. And you can't bring your tradition Christianity here because it won't stand around. When it comes to the truth of what we're speaking now, traditional Christianity will be exposed. We're moving with God by the Spirit, you know. And yes, I do read my Bible. Yes, I will go to the research materials if I'm inspired by God to do that, which I have done. But when it comes to talking on here, it will be led by God. And I'm believing God to give you the best thing to help you in your walk with him so that if you receive these words gladly, which I pray you do, then you will become fruitful because you will become fruitful. And the reason why I go back to India is not just because I'm a slow learner, but I want to, there's more to learn. There's more to understand. There's more to know. There's more to glean. There's more to see. You know, I see Sangha and I see Nozomi and these are the, like Rubin, wonderful hot leaders, but there are other leaders there. I want to get to know them a little bit. I've been to Nepal the last couple of times and I haven't been to India. So this March, I'll go to India, March the 3rd to March the 19th. We're going to Aurangabad. So if anyone wants to come, then just let me know and I'll let Sangha know. If you want to come, and all you've got to do is get your plane ticket and come. But I'm going anyway. I know that. That's my desire. And I ask God for that. And he'll make that way for me to go. And so I'm looking to him for those things. And because I know the area that we're going is a new area. It's new leaders down there. They're moving throughout the whole of India there. It's amazing. You know, when I first went, it was just Delhi and Kanpur. Is everywhere now in India, everywhere there in Nepal. So anyway, we can have the same stuff. We can have the exact same thing happen here in the UK, in Europe, and in USA. And that's why God's brought you here, because you're going to be one of those person that moves with it if you move with what's being said. And that's how it is. It's because God's not a respecter of persons. We're all the same. We're all the same. I got my job to do, which is to encourage whoever comes to me and to keep this fellowship sweet and clean and with no backbiting, no tail bearing, none of that stuff. We're not having it on here, right? We're not, you know, talking about each other, you know, we're encouraging one another. We're exciting one another unto love and to good works. We're encouraging people to go to God. I'm telling you, you go to God. I'm not telling you to come to me. Yeah, connect as God shows you to connect. But you go to God and speak by the Spirit. Speak to your problems. You don't have to put up with any problems in your life. You might have to go wait for the things to clear out, but it will clear out because light dispels darkness. All light dispels darkness. Don't put up with the darkness because you are the lights of this world. You have authority and power and you've got love, the love of God in your heart. So let's do what we're supposed to do. Just stop staying quiet. Start making a noise in the heavenlies and have an effect here in the, you know, you've got three realms. You know, you've got the heavenly realm of God. You've got the spiritual realm of the devil's spirits and you've got our realm. We need to be shaking up the other realm by our actions and by the words we're speaking and by the stand that we're taking. We need to be shining as light. It penetrates their space and they go on the run. And we're to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning. That's what Jesus said because of the works that he was doing, the power he was releasing. And you've got that same power in you, the same works that Jesus Christ has done. You can do and greater because he's gone to the Father if you believe and just receive these words gladly. That's it. It's that simple. Nothing complicated. So anyway, I felt very energized after Kim's great sharing on go to God, call on God, ask, and he will show you great and mighty things that you knoweth not. God, what Lawrence is saying, this is what you can call on God now. Is it right? What he's saying, can I do these things? Do I need to use my, am I relying too much on not doing nothing and just asking you to go ahead and do stuff for me? God will do the stuff for you. It's called grace. But the authority he's given you, that's up to you to exercise. It's up to you to speak to the mountains. It's up to you to speak to the problems. It's up to you to speak in tongues. It's up to you to speak by the Spirit. It's up to you to run with God. It's up to you to connect. It's up to you. Are you going to let your emotions dictate you? Are you going to be led by your emotions or your five senses or your knowledge? Or are you going to be led by the Spirit of God, just like the first century church did, just like our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did? This, if you want to uphold the head, then you need to walk by the Spirit. You need to walk like he is, because as he is, so are you in this world.